official-looking forms designed to trick people into sharing sensitive information. One falsified form is based on an actual IRS document sent to non-resident alien taxpayers. There are added lines asking for passport numbers, bank account figures, date of birth, and information on spouses, children, and parents, items not required by the IRS. Kim Sayoka, a tax curriculum specialist with the NATP, says most victims comply because they're afraid of the IRS, but it's a scam that's easily prevented.
People should be advised that if they do get something from the IRS, take it to their tax preparer, because their tax preparer would know if it's legitimate or not.
Sayoka says fake forms should be reported to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.